You're listening to 89.7 KUAP, Smooth Jazz with a Touch of Gospel. We talk a lot about the way African-American women are portrayed in the media. We hear a lot about the way Black women are presented, from the brash African-American woman to the best friend to the overweight woman that so many others seem to find comforting. And today we want to take a closer look at those pictures that we see so often. We have an expert with us, Dr. Lily Fears. And tell us, Dr. Fears, first of all, thank you for joining us. How would you describe the overall picture that America has of the African-American woman based on the media portrayals?
I think it varies from the type of media. We have certain portrayals in entertainment where you'll see the video vixen a lot in hip-hop and rap videos. Also on TV, as you mentioned, you'll have the brash woman. And a lot of that is due to what we see happening in reality TV. It's very common to see the loudest, the most brash, the woman who can jerk her neck the best. She's usually the star of the show. So you see that image a lot. And like I said, it's due to the prevalence of reality television. Then in advertising, you see different portrayals, but it's very easy to see some of those historical representations show up. For example, the Mammy, who is also Aunt Jemima. If you look at the Pine Sol lady, she's kind of a variation of the Mammy, or that Beulah-looking lady. She's happy to be cleaning with Pine Sol. And that's an image. And a lot of researchers believe that some of these stereotypical representations are due to what happened to us historically as Black people. We were servants. Women worked as hard as men. We now can look at skeletal remains and see that some of them just about died and were just so sickly because they worked so hard. And they worked just like the men. So a lot of times the portrayals deal with women in servant roles. Like I said, the Pine Sol lady, she's cleaning the toilet. That's a stereotypical representation. And then there are news portrayals. News is more realistic. Unlike advertising, news should show the reality of what is happening, whereas in advertising, you pay to have an image look a certain way. So my research focuses on the image of First Lady Michelle Obama and what we see happening with her.
And how has First Lady Michelle Obama, who is an Ivy League educated attorney, impacted America's picture of the Black woman?
Well, at first, her image in 2008, when she was first being presented on the campaign trail, she was what I call the real Michelle Obama, the corporate attorney, the Ivy League educated tall woman. She's wearing pinstripe suits. She was always seen in a suit, and she was speaking her mind. That image didn't go over so well. Studies of the newspaper reports show that they actually had to pull First Lady Obama off the camp. She was soon to be First Lady Michelle Obama. They really had to pull her off of the campaign trail and give her a script to talk on because her negatives were so high. Mm. People did not know what to do with this tall, educated woman who could speak for herself and was really talking about serious issues.
It was unusual for all of America to see an African-American woman on such a high-profile stage, so well-spoken and unafraid to speak her mind.
Right. And she'll tell you, if you go back and read some of the newspaper reports, she'll tell you that people didn't know what to, her quote is, people did not know what to do with Barack, me and Barack, when they saw us. We were educated. They had not seen that image. And so when she came on the trail, it was, there was no stereotype to put her in. So one was created called the Angry Black Woman. And because her negatives were so high, I learned that she was given a script. Her image, they remade her image. She started wearing pearls and cardigans, and she started doing the Jackie Onassis stuff.
It was to soften her image, is that it?
And keep her mouth on script. That is, we know that happened to her. And it worked. She was She got a makeover, and now we know that her negatives, her ratings stay between 60 and 70% at any time. And go ahead.
So why is it so difficult for America to make a place for the African-American woman that is a place of honor and respect?
We as historians and researchers believe that it's just connected to how we were introduced and brought, when we were brought over. We were brought to be servants, to do labor, and even in some of our TV roles, we have stereotypes called the brash woman or the best friend, mm-hmm. and a lot of very popular shows that are suited, that are popular with white audiences, you'll have that black friend who shows up to comfort the heroine of the show, mm-hmm. and to make her feel good, to always give advice and show up.
So the smart, talented, attractive African-American woman is an anomaly in the American psyche? Is that it? And how is Shonda Rhimes, the Hollywood producer who created Scandal and Grey's Anatomy, how has her work confronted and challenged that stereotype?
I know that her shows are very popular, and I know what that my friends really enjoy her. Is it Scandal? Yes,
Scandal,
they really enjoy
and
her work.
Murder, She Wrote with Viola Davis.
Yeah, I hear some pretty good reviews about Murder, She
How to Get Away with Murder, yes.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes.
But with Scandal, I know some people are troubled with the image of Miss Washington being the, for lack of a better word, the side piece of the president, mm. instead of having it. But they admire her for her smarts. Mm-hmm. And I, from what I understand, that role is modeled after a true life person, mm-hmm. Not with the, I don't know if she
it
had
is.
Dealings
mm-hmm.
with the president, but mm-hmm. Shonda Rhimes has done some really good, some very creative work. And I think she, if nothing else, she's shown that black women can show up as writers and producers. And that's what we need to see more of. I think the images will change. They'll look better if we can do more of the writing, because we are very creative. We can we can do some of the writing. We can we can contribute. We have a lot to contribute.
So if you're not a writer, how can you contribute to this redefining of the African-American woman? You're an African-American woman, you're not happy with the portrayals that you see in the media. So what can you do? And if you're a man who has an African-American daughter, you love an African-American woman, how can you support this effort to create more positive images for public consumption?
When I get the answer to that question, I don't know what we can do at the top level. We can continue to speak out about what we see with the portrayals, and we can continue to support media that are doing a good job. Support Ms. Rhimes and anyone, is it Shonda Rhimes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can continue to do that. I tell people, if you are a writer, write. You never know when something you've written can be used in a production. Don't wait until you get that 15 minutes of fame and then need to do something. If you're a good writer, write. Have your work there. You never know when someone might be able to use it. But I think we can't do enough to support the people who are doing a good job. So and it's just so much. I really don't know anything else to do but other than to support those who are doing it and encourage our people who are writers to continue to write. And I think there's some things that we can, I don't think we've tapped social media like we could.
Okay.
There are things that we can do to produce our work and put it on YouTube and build a following on our Facebook pages and direct people to our productions.
And call out
yes.
these examples that are not accurate portrayals or comprehensive portrayals mm-hmm. of who African-American women are. Keep the dialogue ongoing.
I believe, I think that can be done also. But I know that I stumbled up on a website not too long ago, and there were films on there that I didn't know existed, but it was a website that featured films that people had done, and you can mm-hmm. go there and watch them, and they're done by independent writers. So mm-hmm. there are a lot of things that we can do to support those folks. And you never know, a major production company might see that you have a following and want to use some of your work. It's kind of like people who, you probably heard the stories about people who started selling their novels out of the back of their
Tyler
trunk.
Tyler Perry.
And then they ended up getting a big contract, mm-hmm. and that made all the difference because they were ready, they had a product ready, mm-hmm. and when the time came, they had something, and it just one thing led to another.
Dr. Lily Fierce, thank you for joining us to talk about the media portrayals of African-American women.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
You're listening to 89.7 KUAP, Smooth Jazz with a Touch of Gospel. I'm Vicki Newton.